Well, that's awfully kind of you. Thank you so much. It is the good stuff. And we're here to tell you about lots of good things. So just relax for a couple of minutes. Good things like Tri-State Livestock News. They have comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It is what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. Just go to tsln.com to subscribe today.
The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale is coming up in May, of course, Miles City, Montana. The schedule shows us that things get started on May 3rd and 4th with the Derby races and Mother's Day races May 11th. Don't forget the concert, the Pendleton Whiskey Kickoff Concert, May 15th. And then the Permit Challenge Wild Horse Races, Mutton Bustin', also horse racing, bucking horses, street dance, and more, and the world's biggest one-day bronc ride. Check it out at buckinghorsesale.com. What kind of wisdom do you have for us today, Kim?
Well, this is something from Shirley Schumann, and it's homographs.
What?
They're words with like spelling, but with more than one meaning. So you think English is easy?
No.
Well, this, I think, will prove it. A bandage was wound around, easy for me to say, the bandage was wound around the wound.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tongue twister.
Well, and wound and wound, spelled the same. The farm was used to produce produce. Here's another. The dump was so full that it had to refuse more refuse.
Refuse.
We must polish the Polish furniture.
The Polish furniture?
Yes. He could lead if he would get the lead out.
Lead and lead. Got
yep.
it.
There you go. The soldier decided to desert his dessert in the desert.
To desert his dessert in the desert.
Since there is no time like the present, he thought it was time to present the present.
Okay.
There you go.
That works too.
I hope everybody's following along. This will get your head scratching. A bass was painted on the head of the bass drum.
Really? Okay.
When shot at, the dove dove into the bushes.
That works too.
These are fun. I did not object to the object.
Object.
Yep,
okay.
There you go. The insurance was invalid for the invalid.
That's not good.
Oh, there was a row among the oarsmen about how to row.
Huh.
They were too close to the door to close it.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. And the buck does funny things when the does are present.
Can I share some did you knows?
Sure. That sounds great.
From Marilyn Peabody.
Sure.
Well, your shoes are the first thing people subconsciously notice about you. So wear nice shoes.
There you go.
If you set for more than 11 hours a day, there's a 50% chance you'll die within the next 3 years. That's weird,
Whoa,
isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who fact-checked these.
Okay.
Here's one that'll get your head spinning. There are at least 6 people in the world who look exactly like you. And there's a 9% chance that you will meet one of them in your lifetime.
I had an opportunity to meet mine, and I never took it.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. When I used to go out to the University of Denver Hospital.
Uh-huh.
I'd be walking through the halls and they'd say, hello, doctor. Hi, doctor. Oh. But I never came across her.
Well, okay. If part of your body falls asleep, you can almost always wake it up by?
Nodding your head.
Shaking your head.
Shaking.
You taught me that here
yep.
not that long ago. We
yep.
talked about
and you
that.
Didn't believe me.
I did not. There are 3 things the human brain cannot resist noticing. Food, attractive people, and danger.
Motion as well.
Yep.
Your eyes will always be drawn to action.
Here's one I thought was pretty interesting. According to Albert Einstein, and we all know him, he's pretty smart. If honeybees were to disappear from the earth, humans would be dead in 4 years.
I've heard, whoa, I haven't heard, maybe I've heard 4 years, I'm not sure, but I've certainly heard that.
We want to invite you to Valentine, Nebraska for Old West Days and the Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering at the end of this month, April 24th through the 27th at Valentine High School. Making tracks and making friends. Check out performances by Dave Stamey, Lindy Simmons, Brooke Turner, and a whole lot more. For ticket information, all you got to do is go to oldwestdays.net, and that's April 24th through the 27th in Valentine. Thanks for joining us on The Good Stuff.